As billions of federal dollars funnel to our region for post-Sandy rebuilding, businesses are vying for a piece of the recovery action. In New Jersey, the Christie administration was quick to sign up with Ashbrit. That's a Florida firm that specializes in expediting FEMA payments for debris removal for local governments. Last month, the Star-Ledger reported that Ashbrit had given close to $300,000 to both Republican and Democratic governor associations. Governor Christie dismissed the Ledger story, saying no local governments were required to use the Florida firm. He said Ashbrit's track record assured recovery efforts could start right away.
And everything we know from these disasters is one of the ways that makes the people in the town, the citizens, feel better after a disaster like this is to get the debris removed as quickly as possible. Take away the reminders of the destruction.
In a follow-up story in the Star-Ledger, staff writer Jarrett Renshaw offers new details on Ashbrit's no-bid contracts and political ties. Good morning, Jarrett.
Hey, good morning.
So first, for listeners who may have missed the first installment of your story, tell us what Ashbrit does, not the demolition or debris removal itself, right?
Sure. Now, Ashbrit does little to no debris removal itself. What they do is they hire an army of subcontractors to do the work, and they pay them a fraction of the state contracted rate. So essentially, they are managers, more or less.
So now, you're reporting that Ashbrit has signed on some politically connected folks to help them market their services locally. Who are they, and what is Ashbrit getting by retaining them?
Well, I can say what we know, which is that, you know, they've been widely successful in securing local contracts, and they have hired very politically connected folks in New Jersey to help connect company officials with local officials and to help market their product. To what extent that convinced local officials or not, still an open question, but it's abundantly clear that they had a strategy, an aggressive strategy, to lobby local officials with people they know.
Is there anything illegal about those arrangements?
No, I mean, the one thing in New Jersey, it's a big donut hole in the lobbying law. If you lobby local officials, you don't have to register, you don't have to disclose how much money you pay or got paid. So it's a very dark world, so it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on. If this was done at the state level, there would be much more transparency, and, you know, the public would know the players and how much, and have a better understanding of the process.
Now, you've spoken with officials who are satisfied with Ashbrit. Is there any evidence it's overcharging local governments?
What we have right now is anecdotal evidence that towns that did not use Ashbrit are paying much less than the firms that did use Ashbrit. It's an open question, but I think one that can be answered. We just need to wait for, I guess, some time for some invoices and the FEMA filings to go through. But it's a question that will get answered. Right now, anecdotally, that it suggests that is the case, that there has been the towns that don't use Ashbrit pay more. And also, the state just signed a bunch of new contracts with a bunch of new debris haulers, and their prices are significantly lower than Ashbrit's as well. So they clearly are within the industry on the high end.
You write that that under the way that Ashbrit got the emergency contract with New Jersey, the company was able to bypass regulations that have to do with the environment and campaign finance rules. Has that given Ashbrit an advantage over in-state companies?
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing is the waste hauling licenses that you need to get. They're pretty intensive background checks. The waste hauling business has a sort of history in New Jersey, which put in place all those regulations. So essentially anybody with a pickup truck and two arms and two legs can work for Ashbrit without much state licensing. They just put a sticker on their truck. So that's a powerful tool if you need to marshal forces. And in part, that's why they did it. So they could gather the resources quickly. But it also, when you're looking to do if you're looking to do business, that gives them a very added advantage because they can command and marshal those resources pretty quickly.
Jarrett Renshaw is a staff writer for the Star-Ledger. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you.